Today is the second Sunday of Epiphany, and the Gospel reading is from the first chapter of John. Unlike the three Synoptic Gospels, John's Gospel is sometimes referred to as the Gospel of Signs, namely things and people who point to something beyond. At the end of the Gospel, in the second to last chapter of the book, which is chapter 20, in the last verse, he writes that these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This particular chapter, the first chapter, confirms that Christ is the true Messiah of the world, and that we may be brought to receive him and rely upon him to give ourselves to be saved by him. In order to do this, we have here the manifestation of Christ to Philip and Nathanael. God has different ways to bring his chosen people to himself. In today's Old Testament reading, we are told that the word of the Lord was rare at this time, and there had not been many visions. This was a time in Israel's history when Israel was out of communication with God. According to some of the historians, Samuel may have been about 12 years old here, but we don't know for sure. We do know he was still a boy when he was called by God. But he could not see God, only hear God's voice. In the Gospel passage, we see that Christ himself called Philip to follow him. And it was Philip who invited Nathanael to Christ. Upon looking at verse 45, we see Philip's witness. He says, "We have found him, about whom Moses in the law and also the prophet wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Philip became aware that Christ is the fulfillment of the scriptures. The essence of Philip's witness is to let others know and hear Nathanael by inviting him to Jesus. It is worth noting that an invitation to follow Jesus is always personal in nature. The invitation may come in any form, but it is always person to person, heart to heart, and soul to soul. Which then makes us make a personal relationship with our Savior. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, the passage which has been read to us this morning, John writes, "I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." We need to let others know that even if I or you were alone, Christ would have taken the death on the cross to save one single soul from perishing. An invitation to Jesus is a come and see. Come and see. It is experiential in nature. In Psalm 34, verse 8, it is written, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." Everyone needs to put the matter to test of experience. An invitation to Jesus is an invitation to experience a supernatural connection with the Lord. The connection which only requires our heart, and in turn, we will see great things. For great is our high priest, our teacher, and our redeemer. And because of time constraint, I would not like to discuss why Philip referred to Jesus as son of Joseph from Nazareth. But coming to Nathanael, we see that he had unreasonable prejudice. In Jesus' day, Nazareth was a village of about 150 people. It did not have any industry of its own. It depended economically on the cities of Sepphoris, which was the capital of Galilee. The people in Nazareth were not of the educated class. If they were able to earn a living, they did it by the sweat of their brow. They did not feel very good about themselves, nor did they have a lot of aspire to. And ancient scholars tended to agree that the inhabitants of Nazareth were looked down upon by the neighboring towns and cities. Nathanael's attitude about people from Nazareth, which might be contrasted with Jesus' positive statement about Nathanael. Even today, many people are kept from the ways of Christianity or from coming to church because of unreasonable prejudice. My friends, it is our work to invite them to Christ, to invite them to church. From Andrew down to Nathanael, we read a similar invitation. Come and see. Come and see. It is such a simple, open and gracious invitation. Come and see. And it sums up for the most part of the heart of Jesus' message and the whole of the Christian life. If this day we are weeping, the New Testament reading reminds us, rather instructs us, do not weep. If anyone is worried about health issues, marital problems, problems with children because of unemployment and unable to find a suitable job, and we find no peace anywhere, the Word of God says, do not weep. We may have searched for solutions elsewhere and yet not found any help. The Word of God says, do not weep. Bible gives us the assurance that our Lord is worthy to conquer our problems. Like He will open the scroll, today He can open new ways for us. Trust Him. It is an invitation to experience a lifelong transformation. We see that upon meeting Jesus, Nathanael's prejudice was soon taken away. When Jesus commended him for his integrity and displayed his omniscience, that moment he had a powerful experience. And he suddenly became conscious and confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, the King of Israel. And thus was the beginning of his connection with the Lord. The all-omniscient Lord is in verse 51, calls himself the Son of Man. title used in the New Testament by Jesus for himself, to show his humbleness, his human nature. This also reminds us that Jesus came in flesh, which is prone to sin, only to make us divine. He requires the same from us. He fills us with his glory and expects us to be humble to others. Once I attended a seminar, and while attending a seminar, I heard some people discussing about the two fears for the future of the Christian church. The first, we will fail to be witnesses. That is, people willing to invite others to come and see. The second is, we will fail to provide the true reflection for the invitees to see. In other words, whether it is a loveless or joyless gathering of people, or a worship service that is full of life and energy but fails to center on and point to Jesus. Neither will give them what they are seeking. This particular passage encourages us all to invite people to Christ, to the fellowship of believers. Going back to the liturgical calendar, it is the second Sunday of Epiphany. Epiphany is marked as the day when Christ manifested himself to the Magi. It was the star which led them to where Jesus was. And now, when we observe the second Sunday of Epiphany, God wants us to be like that star, to help others to come to Christ. The same way Philip witnessed and invited Nathanael. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.